Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
An agency that helps with our mental health challenges has some messages for us. Let's go in-depth with Lacey Neidel with Optime Life Services. Lacey, what's Optime Life Services?
Optime Life Services is a company that provides services to people with mental health and intellectual disabilities.
A wide range of spectrum?
Yes, absolutely. So we provide everything from medication management, nursing, home health, occupational therapy, and then we also provide residential support. So for somebody that needs like a residential care facility where they have a nurse on staff, we have that clear down to providing services for somebody that's in their own home.
And so can be somebody that just needs a little bit of help to people that need a lot of help?
Absolutely.
Okay, so describe those different kinds of scenarios. Give me sort of a visual of the different kinds of people and some of the mental challenges that they face.
Sure. So in our, we call it our community services, where we go to somebody's home and provide them supports. It could be as minimal as one time a week, where we're just checking in, seeing how medications are going, maybe giving them a ride to the pharmacy, helping them set up appointments. That's kind of probably the lower level versus in a site home where somebody lives with 3 to 4 other housemates and they have staff there up to 24 hours a day.
And so do we call those group homes?
We shy away from the term group home. We prefer that they're just their home.
Because of some kind of a negative connotation with group homes, is that?
You know, I do think that there's a negative connotation with group homes. You know, when you meet people, they talk about, oh, well, I lived in a group home, and it's definitely more based on whichever company they were with. They felt like they lived where people work. And we want our customers to understand that they are living in a home, and we just work there.
Well, that's sort of nice. I mean, I have, you know, friends and family that have lived in a group home, and it sort of isolates them and sort of differentiates their home environment from our home environment, and you don't want to do that.
Absolutely. And inside of the homes or the site homes that the individuals live in, there's not going to be a staff office. There's not going to be a staff desk. We want to be as unintrusive as possible into their environment.
You want to be a productive environment where people get along and get along with their neighbors, and so the more it's perceived as just somebody's home, the better off everybody is.
Absolutely. They're integrated into the community, and that's absolutely what we want. When I go and meet referrals, I often will tell them that when they move into a site home, it's not going to have a big Optime sign on it. It's going to be just another home in the community.
More in depth. After this.
I continued my conversation with Lacey Neidel with Optime Life Services. You're interested in providing services, and so there are people out there that are needing services that aren't getting them. Okay,
yes.
So anything you want to say to them? Some of them are listening. Anything you want to say to them?
Absolutely. You know, mental health can sometimes have a stigma as far as what kind of supports you need or what kind of supports that you're willing to get. But everybody can benefit from supports if that's the direction they want to go. I like to say that everybody could use therapy. Everybody could use an hour to themselves just to talk to somebody that doesn't have it's not like family where they have a certain opinion and want to sway you one way or the other. Everybody could utilize that support. We offer such a wide range of services because we know that need is out there. So if somebody is wanting either therapy or medication management, in-home nursing, occupational supports, living in this type of site home setting or getting help in their home, they can absolutely come to Optime and receive some of those supports.
And so I have a couple of friends, family members who have their children, now adult children, have schizophrenia.
Yes.
And it's sort of cyclical. They'll just do fine mm-hmm. and then not do quite so well. You provide services. And it's just, I think the thing that we need to remember that just because there are people have some of these challenges, they're really no different than us. I think it's just, we all have different challenges.
Absolutely.
And so we need to embrace the wide variety of humanity.
Absolutely.
And so you help us that, you help those of us that just might need a little bit of help or more. And so people that might need that help, you want them to reach out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think sometimes people get worried that if they receive help in like a site setting, that that's going to be the rest of their life, that they have to live there. And, you know, I tell individuals that we are here to provide you as little or as much of support as you need and for as little or for as long as you need. Some people get into the home and it is a great level of care for them. This is exactly what they need. And they may stay with us for a very long time. And for others, this is just a step back to independence.
This wide range of human variation that sometimes, that society labels, and it's not necessarily in anybody's best interest to impose those.
Right. You know, when we have people with mental illness and we start labeling, I think sometimes we forget that they're people first. And that's the person-centered approach is what Optime takes and we really pride ourselves on. Our core values are education, respect, teamwork, and choice. And that choice is huge. Individuals need to have a choice in their day-to-day lives and in their treatment and recovery.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lacey Neidel with Optime Life Services. And so I presume you need staff too. There's lots of staffing needs, I presume.
Yes, yes. So we have in our site home staff available up to 24 hours a day because they are houses within the community. It's not like a locked facility where people aren't able to come and go as they please. They definitely are. We need staff in our site homes. We need staff in the community. We need nurses. All of those helpful, wonderful people, we definitely need.
All kinds of different levels of training, some with medical expertise, some maybe clerical expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. What I love about our direct support professionals, those are the people that are on the ground in the sites or in customers' home providing services. And there is not a need for any particular training prior to coming to us. We provide a lot of education, that being one of our core values, that this can be an entry level, want to get my foot in the door, tired of working in the food industry, want to try something different.
And so I presume everybody from, you know, I guess they don't call them GEDs anymore. They call them something else, but high school diploma GEDs
sure.
to master's degrees.
Absolutely. Yep, when I first started, I just was out of, I just graduated with my master's and I applied at Optime and a few other places and I was hired on as a team lead. So I was a site supervisor for two sites. They were as a duplex side by side. And since then I have moved my way up and now I'm a program director.
So lots of opportunities for advancement?
Yes. Yes, we love to promote from within. We love investing in our staff and helping them find the fits that's best for them. The great thing about Optime is that we're always trying to be innovative and looking at the problem from different angles, and sometimes that requires different positions to help us that way. We have, you know, an intake coordinator that manages all of our referrals to make sure that they go to the right places. We have a knowledge acquisition and transfer CAT team, and they help us with all of our training setups and just gaining more knowledge as a company.
And you have offices, I guess. Maybe it's not offices, but you provide services in Knoxville and Indianola.
Yes, we have an actual office in Indianola, then we also have one in Knoxville. In our Marion County, we provide services clear from Pleasantville to Pella and everywhere in between. And in our Warren County office, we serve anybody in Warren County, clear up to Norwalk.
This is probably getting into the weeds a little bit, but for things like this, with respect to mental health, I often hear that there's not enough resources from the state, from the feds. And so, are you okay? I mean, are you getting sufficient resources? Should we be talking? I know the legislative session is almost almost over, but should we be helping out to show that there are, you know, that there's an interest in the state to, you know, be investing in programs like Optime?
Absolutely. You know, there have been a lot of improvements in mental health recently, and a lot of that has come from people like you or I, or, you know, supports from Optime and MindSpring and the National Alliance for Mental Illness, where we come together and say, you know, this is a concern. You know, we can only pay our staff the amount that we can get reimbursed for by insurance companies. So that is always a big thing. If we're able to increase the money that goes into mental health, we can pass that on to those amazing supports that are making sure that everything is going as it should. I don't think you could ever have enough support and progress when it comes to mental illness.
Yeah, and I presume Medicaid or Medicare takes care of some of this, and reimbursement rates aren't quite what they should be.
Right. So the majority of our customers that come into our services, their daily rates, their the charges that come with receiving services is paid through with Medicaid, and it's managed by their MCOs or managed care organization. And sometimes it's the county that covers it. If maybe their Medicaid isn't up and running yet, or there's a snag in the paperwork, a lot of times the county will pick up, and we greatly appreciate that. I think Warren County in particular, it's been my experience just getting this business up and running here, that they've really stepped in and filled the gaps when it's needed.
So what do people that work for Optime get out of it?
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, your day is really dependent based on the customer's need and what you plan for. I remember when I was working actually in the sites that we could spend a whole day at a picnic at Grays Lake. And that was just so much fun. And the goals that we worked on during that time were plentiful. I mean, we had to talk budgeting for the food. We had to talk meal prep. We talked about time management and coping skills, being out amongst other people. And that's, I mean, who gets to spend their day in a picnic? I think that's amazing.
But it takes a special person to do it well, right?
You know, absolutely. You have to want to work with people. That's huge. And you have to have some compassion and understand that, you know, somebody may become frustrated and raise their voice, or maybe call you something that's not so kind, and that's not a reflection on you or what you're doing. It's just shows that I need to provide more support to this individual, or they're communicating with me in a different way and I need to be able to adapt to that.
Thanks to Lacey Neidl for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, Contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.